Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Surviving the Sunday Scaries. You know that feeling when Monday's looming like a giant shadow over your weekend plans? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We've got a secret weapon against those dreaded pre-week blues. Self-care. And trust me, this isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. This is about building a toolkit for mental well-being that'll keep you feeling strong and centered, even when life throws its curveballs. Because let's be honest, we all need a little extra armor in these crazy times, right? So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the importance of self-care for your mental health. And trust me, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good stuff. This is about understanding how to nourish your mind and soul so you can show up as your best self every single day. First things first, let's bust a myth. Self-care isn't selfish. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it like this. Would you put gas in a car that's running on empty? Of course not. You wouldn't expect your car to run smoothly without fuel, so why do we neglect our own mental fuel tanks? Ever feel burned out, drained, or just plain blah? That's your brain screaming for some TLC. It's telling you it needs a break, a recharge, and a chance to replenish its energy. Self-care is about listening to those signals and responding with kindness and compassion. Okay, let's get practical. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you level up your self-care game. 1. Identify your needs. The first step is figuring out what makes you feel good. Some people find solace in reading, others in hiking, some need a good old-fashioned nap. Get to know yourself, understand your triggers, and figure out what activities bring you joy and relaxation. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to self-care, it's all about finding what works best for you. 2. Make time for you. This is crucial. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, but remember, you deserve time dedicated solely to yourself. Schedule self-care into your week, just like any other important appointment. Treat it with the same level of respect and commitment. Even 15 minutes of mindful breathing or a quick walk in nature can make a world of difference. 3. Set boundaries. Learn to say no. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. It's okay to decline requests that drain your energy or compromise your well-being. Remember, setting boundaries is about protecting your mental space and prioritizing what matters most. 4. Embrace mindfulness. Being present in the moment can work wonders for reducing stress and anxiety. Try practicing mindfulness through meditation, yoga, or simply focusing on your senses during everyday activities. This helps you appreciate the little things and detach from worries that consume your mind. 5. Seek support. Remember, you're not alone. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or a therapist if you're struggling. Talking to someone you trust can provide invaluable perspective and support. There's no shame in asking for help. It's a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young professional juggling work, family, and social commitments. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, running on fumes, and struggling to keep up. One day, she realizes she's hit rock bottom. She starts incorporating self-care into her routine, taking short walks during lunch breaks, scheduling weekly yoga sessions, and learning to say no to extra obligations. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to feel a shift. Her energy levels increase, her stress decreases, and she rediscovers a sense of joy and balance in her life. Isn't that amazing? Self-care isn't about pampering yourself. It's about investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. So what are you waiting for? Start taking small steps today to prioritize your mental health. Listen to your needs, set boundaries, embrace mindfulness, and don't hesitate to seek support when you need it. Remember, you deserve to feel happy, fulfilled, and energized. Let's spread the self-care love. Share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words today. And if this resonated with you, leave us a review and let us know how you're incorporating self-care into your life. I can't wait to hear your stories. Until next time, remember. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.